From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Home foreclosure rates are at record levels. RealtyTrack, a firm which monitors foreclosures, says this year's first quarter numbers are 35% higher than a year ago. Here's RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga.
What we saw in the first quarter was new records that were set in the number of homes scheduled for auction and in the number of homes repossessed by the banks. So we're on pace right now to see about 3 million homeowners receive a foreclosure notice this year and to see the banks repossess over 1 million properties by the end of the year.
An easing of foreclosures as banks modified terms of some loans and states imposed temporary moratoriums now appears to be reversing. Senate Republicans are solidifying their opposition as President Obama and other Democrats push a proposed financial regulatory overhaul. NPR's Audie Cornish reports an overriding issue is how to manage the impact of major financial institution failures on the brink of collapse.
Lawmakers are trying to prevent the seemingly ad hoc bailing out of financial firms in 2008 and 2009. This legislation tries to encourage bankruptcy for failing firms, but would also allow regulators to jump in and dissolve companies that threaten the entire financial system. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the idea is flawed.
The other thing we should have learned is that Washington bureaucrats are horrible at seeing these kinds of crises develop. It should be beyond obvious that more bureaucrats won't prevent the kind of problems that other bureaucrats overlook.
Under the bill, the largest companies could be monitored, broken up if necessary, and required to come up with living wills to dictate how they should be liquidated. Democrats want to bring the bill to the floor in the coming weeks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin is issuing an executive order asking coal miners to stop production tomorrow. John Hingsbergen of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports Governor Manchin expects operators of both union and non-union mines to comply.
The governor's action is intended to give operators and miners an opportunity to focus on safety while mourning the 29 miners who died last week at the Upper Big Branch mine. Manchin says that safety should be a primary concern not only this Friday, but every workday.
Every miner that works in any mine should be able to shut down an unsafe situation, should be able to shut down, and they should be empowered to do that.
The governor has ordered immediate state inspections of underground mines, with the priority being mines that have the greatest number of violations for combustion risks. The earliest that state inspectors expect to re-enter the site of last week's deadly explosion is the week of April 26th. For NPR News, I'm John Hingsbergen in Charleston, West Virginia.
President Obama is set to order a new round of federal mine safety inspections. He is to receive a preliminary report on last week's mine disaster today. Stock prices are higher in Asia on news of economic growth. This is NPR. China now says this week's earthquake on the Tibetan Plateau has killed more than 600 people. More than 300 are still missing. More than 9,000 are injured. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai, the focus is once again turning to the schools.
This 6.9 magnitude quake has devastated Yushu County in Qinghai province on the Tibetan Plateau. Latest reports are that 15,000 houses collapsed and 100,000 people are in need of resettlement. That's basically the entire population. Similar to the Sichuan earthquake 2 years ago, it appears that many schools have collapsed, killing students inside. One Chinese paper quotes the headmaster of No. 3 Primary School as estimating 200 students are still buried in the rubble. The local monastery, Thuanggu, has been destroyed. One report indicates that 200 people may have died there. The whole area has been shaken by more than 700 aftershocks, but a huge rescue effort is underway, with China's government pledging $30 million in emergency funds. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The second volcano eruption in less than a month in Iceland is affecting air travel worldwide and forcing some people in Iceland to flee from floodwaters as a frozen mountainside melts. Several airports in the British Isles are closed, including Heathrow, Europe's busiest, and that means hundreds of cancellations of both domestic flights and flights in and out of continental Europe and the U.S. Many post offices in the U.S. are open late tonight, so last-minute tax filers can get their returns or extensions postmarked by midnight. Another way to file with the Internal Revenue Service, electronically. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.